Pat, how are you?
Great. Good morning, Tony.
Thanks so much for spending time with us this morning. The BRIC met Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, signed an agreement where the nations will no longer extend credit between each other in U.S. dollars. What's that mean?
What that means is that there's going to be significantly less demand for U.S. dollars beyond the borders of the United States. A certain amount of U.S. dollars already outside of the United States are going to be sent back to the U.S. Treasury saying we want something else like goods and services for them.
You know, Patrick, I was scanning the internet over the weekend for information about this. I know that you wrote about it, but this meeting and the results went largely unnoticed. Why is that?
It's pretty typical. There's virtually no media coverage in the United States. About all the mentions, other than my article on it that I found, were from international papers, generally in the countries in the meeting.
But I think this is just the tip of the iceberg of something that you have predicted months ago, and you have seen the value of the U.S. dollar going down and its importance on the world markets, and here we go.
Yes, the day this agreement was signed, the United States dollar touched another all-time low, or not all-time low, but the lowest level since late 2009. And the prices of gold and silver went up. In the case of gold, it reached another all-time high, and the silver it reached its third highest level ever, highest in 31 years.
So just to reiterate, why is this such a big deal with these countries and some of the big boys, including India and China, no longer extending credit between each other in U.S. Currency?
Well, it's a sign of loss of faith in the value of the U.S. dollar. Last summer, I wrote about how after the elections to expect that the Federal Reserve would announce another round of quantitative easing, which is a fancy way of saying inflating the United States money supply. Central bankers aren't dumb. They know that that means if you increase the money supply, that's going to have the effect of reducing the value of the currency. And that's exactly what's happened. The demand by investors for Treasury debt has fallen off the map, so that now the Federal Reserve is having to buy 70% of U.S. Treasury debt issues because there's really not much in the way of other buyers.
Well, if we already are in debt, especially to countries like China, and we're buying our own notes, what's that mean?
Well, China's working to reduce the amount of Treasury debt it's holding. Japan's likely to reduce that. Nations of the Middle East and North Africa have their own problems to attend to, so they're not likely to be able to afford to continue to buy Treasury debt at the same rate. That means in U.S. dollars outside the borders are going to come back into the country and increase competition for the goods and services being sold in the United States, so you're inevitably going to have higher consumer prices.
Patrick, in an email you shot me over the weekend, you talked about how you came across a recent survey that's extremely eye-opening. Talk about that.
Yes, I'm going to be discussing it this Wednesday on my radio program on WILS at 8:45. There was a survey conducted among a group of financial experts, you might say, and I'm going to tease people by not saying just what their positions are. But in effect, the result of the survey is they are trash-talking the U.S. dollar. And if you knew who these people were, that would scare you.
And if they're trash-talking the dollar, that's only going to extend. And, you know, we don't want to be crying wolf, but for months and months, Patrick, you have been talking about we needed to get our fiscal house in order, especially in regards to the United States dollar. Recently, Congress voted to cut the budget by billions, but that's not nearly enough, is it?
No, it isn't. There's lots of warning bells going off. For instance, the University of Texas Endowment Fund purchased $500 million worth of gold last year, and then has purchased a little more since. And they took the audacious step recently to say, we want to take delivery of it. We don't want to leave it in storage with the companies we bought it from. The price of gold has gone up since they bought it, so it's almost $1 billion transfer of gold from one vault to another. You're likely to see that encouraging other owners of gold to stop leaving their gold and silver on storage, such as in COMEX vaults or vaults of the London Bullion Market Association, and taking delivery. And I think that's going to put a squeeze on gold and silver supplies.
All right, Patrick, we'll listen to your update at 8:45 this Wednesday here on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Pat, as always, thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Tony.